winter school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
NCP says PF removal from Tonse Alliance dishonors ECL's legacy. Lundazi MP urges DMMU to expedite restoration of crossing points. In global news, US halts assistance to Somalia over claimed food aid was illegally seized. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. And the new Congress Party, NCP, says the Tonse Alliance's decision to de-recognize the Patriotic Front, PF, as a partner has dishonored late former President Edgar Lungu's legacy. Yesterday, the Tonse Alliance, through its interim chairperson, Professor Danny Pule, announced that it will no longer recognize the PF as a partner, but will instead work with the Edgar Lungu political movement. But addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, NCP President Peter Chanda says Mr. Lungu's political will designated the NCP as a special purpose vehicle with the PF as the anchor party. Mr. Chanda has questioned the Tonse Alliance's loyalty to Mr. Lungu, saying they are going against his wishes. He says the move by Tonse has vindicated him from accusations of having ill intentions against the PF leadership. And Mr. Chanda says his party is a stable opposition party with no internal conflicts, positioning it as a viable alternative to the UPND.
For all those that have spoken to you, I want to say I've forgiven you today, but I want to state to say it is sad that those that have moved PF away from Tonse, they've really dishonored the leaders of ECL. So I wish the PF led by Given Rinda all the best as they maneuver to find another vehicle. But I want to say to the Zambian people that New Congress Party stands as the people's choice, as a stable political party, as an alternative government that you can look up to. Because in New Congress Party there is no confusion. We are peaceful because we stand on the four pillars, and that is promoting peace, unity, stability and productivity.
Lundazi Member of Parliament Brendan Yerenda has called on the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to expedite the restoration of small crossing points in the constituency following heavy rains that have left a trail of destruction in the area. Ms. Nyerenda has expressed concern that the DMMU has only focused on the Mwase and Mpamba bridges, ignoring other critical crossing points in the area. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Nyerenda warns that with schools reopening next week, pupils may miss classes due to lack of crossing points. She is also concerned that the situation may worsen with the Meteorological Department warning of heavy rains and is urging the DMMU to act quickly.
Restoring the crossing points is a big problem because they've only concentrated on the major ones, and they're saying that they'll only be able to look at the others after they have finished working on this. So it's not even a multi-sectorial approach. They have just concentrated on one place. So all the other areas are really in a big problem. And with these warnings to say there will still be a lot of rain, I'm wondering how fast we are going to go with this. Very few have received assistance because definitely GMN only bought 1,000 and maybe the households which are affected, I was seeing they were writing at 651. Now when you're talking about 651, it means that the number of people affected are many. They're actually more than 6,000.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation says progress has been made in restoring water supply in Lundazi district, which was hit by flash floods. that submerged the Eastern Water Sanitation Company water treatment plant on December 30, 2025. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovo has disclosed that two commercial boreholes have been equipped to have as clean water for distribution, while drilling of three more boreholes is underway to meet demand. In a statement, Mr. Nzovo says the ministry is working with stakeholders to reinstate the water treatment plant as a long-term solution and has urged residents to maintain high hygiene standards as they receive and use the available water. A total of 1,020,739 farmers, representing 99.64%, have successfully redeemed their farming inputs out of a total of 1,024,434 targeted beneficiaries. Ministry of Agriculture Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Yulu has confirmed that the e-voucher system under the Farmer Input Support Program FIS has recorded remarkable progress, with the digital platform enhancing transparency, accountability and timely access to farming inputs. Mr. Yulu said the ministry remains highly encouraged by the exceptional level of farmer participation and the continued strong performance of the digital platform. He says the ministry also commends the private sector, particularly accredited input suppliers and agro dealers, for their role in efficient input distribution. Mr. Yulu said the ministry is confident that the few remaining farmers will redeem their inputs within the shortest possible time and urges them to do so without delay in order to fully benefit from the ongoing rainy season.
As government, we are pleased to inform the nation of the remarkable progress that we have recorded in the implementation of the 100% e-voucher system under the Farmer Input Support Program. We remain highly encouraged by the exceptional level of farmer participation and continued strong performance of the digital platform, which has significantly enhanced transparency, accountability and timely access to farming inputs across the country. So far, a total of 1,020,739 farmers, which represents about 99.64%, have successfully redeemed their farming inputs out of the total of 1,024,434 targeted beneficiaries.
In more news, Senior Chief Musele of Kalumbila District in Northwestern Province is calling for a corporate social responsibility CSR law to ensure mining companies contribute to community development. Senior Chief Musele has told Phoenix News in an interview that voluntary CSR is insufficient and it is time government makes it a legal obligation. He has noted that Northwestern Province's vast mineral wealth is driving a corporate boom that local communities feel left behind. The traditional leader states that the current practice, where only a few major players like First Quantum Minerals bear the burden of community development, is unsustainable and unjust, pointing out that Kalumbila District alone hosts over 1,000 contractor companies operating alongside large miners.
There is no any law that backs the CSR, Community Social Corporate Responsibility. You know, it has caused the entire chiefdom in thinking First Quantum is the only entity that should be providing all these Community Social Corporate Responsibilities. When in fact we've got about 1,500 contractors in Community Social Corporate Investment, should become law, so that those that perpetrators that to start failing to comply should be prosecuted. As we review the National Resettlement Action Plan, as we review the Land Act, can we also make the Community Social Corporate Responsibility become law?
We now move on to global news. The United States has suspended all assistance to the government of Somalia, alleging that officials destroyed a UN World Food Programme warehouse and seized donor-funded food aid. A U.S. State Department statement on X says the Trump administration has a zero-tolerance policy for waste, theft and diversion of life-saving assistance. The message posted on the account of the Undersecretary for Foreign Assistance said reports had been received about officials illegally seizing 76 tons of food intended for vulnerable Somalis. The BBC reports on other world news.
President Trump has ordered the United States to withdraw from more than 60 international organizations, nearly half are UN agencies. Many were